子，我们是今天好像他的麦克风不太响，那我在楼下听的有啊。好，我们今天新的一年，我们跟大家一同思想的是新年要有新的行动。
This new year, let's meditate on the action for the new year.
啊，那然后啊，那我很谢谢 James 听我翻译。新年要有新的行动。
New action for the new year.
这样子，我们一起来看圣经里面有一个很特殊的新年的记载。
Let's take a look at a very special description about New Year in the Bible.
这是在历代志下29:3-15的。
In Second Chronicles chapter 29:3-15.
圣经说，在元年正月，请大家一起来读。开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。他召众祭司和利未人来，聚集在东边的宽阔处，对他们说：“利未人呐，当听我说。现在你们要洁净自己，又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中除去污秽之物。”
Read it together in English. In the first month of the first year of this reign.He opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites, assembled them in the square on the east side, and said, Listen to me, Levites. Consecrate yourselves now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all defilement for the sanctuary.
我们的列祖犯了罪，行耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事。离弃他，转脸背向他的居所，封锁廊门，吹灭灯火，不在圣所中向以色列神烧香或献燔祭。因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷，将其中的人抛来抛去，令人惊骇讥笑，正如你们亲眼所见的。
Verse 6.Our parents were unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and forsook him. They turned their face away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors of the portico and put out the lamp. They did not burn incense or present any burnt offering at the sanctuary to the God of Israel. Therefore, the anger of God has fallen on Judah and Jerusalem.Has made them an object of dread and horror and scorn, as you can see with your own eye.
下一段第九节开始，使我们的祖宗倒在刀下，我们的妻子儿女也被掳掠。现在我心中有意与耶和华以色列的神立约，好使他的烈怒转离我们。我的众子啊，现在不要太懈怠。因耶和华拣选你们站在他面前侍奉他，与他烧香。
Verse 9. This is why our fathers have fallen by the sword, and why our sons and daughters and our wives are in capacity. Now I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger will turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now.
For the Lord has chosen you to stand before him and serve him, to minister before him and to burn incense.
有了。十二节，于是利未人歌下的子孙，亚玛赛的儿子马哈，亚撒利亚的儿子约尔，米拉利的儿子孙，亚波底的儿子基士，耶哈利勒的儿子亚撒利亚，格顺的子孙。亚玛的儿子约雅，约雅的儿子伊利，以利撒反的子孙申底和耶利，亚撒的子孙撒加利亚和玛撒撒，西曼的子孙也切和示美，别杜顿的子孙示玛雅和乌西。
Verse 12. Then these Levites set to work from the Kohathites.Mahatan, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah, from the Merarite, Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Ahalehe, from the Jeshonites, Joah, son of Zimah, and Eden, son of Joah. Verse 13, from the descendants of Elizaphan, Shimri and Jael. From the descendants of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah. From the descendants of Haman, Jael and Shimei. From the descendants of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uzziel.
请留意第十五节，起来接近他们，聚集他们的弟兄，洁净自己，照着王的吩咐，耶和华的命令，进去接近耶和华的殿。
Verse 15, when they had assembled their fellow Levites and consecrated themselves, they went in to purify the temple of the Lord, as the king had ordered, following the word of the Lord.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，你的话语解开，就放出亮光来。
Merciful Heavenly Father, your word has shined lights upon us.
照亮我们的心，照亮我们的生命，照亮我们的教会。
Shine upon our hearts, shine upon our lives, and shine upon our church.
让我们从这一段啊，那是古代的祭俗里面，我们学习到今天对我们的意义。
From this ancient passage, let's learn about today's meaning.
让我们是在新的一年有新的开始。
In this new year, let's have a new beginning.
让我们更好的来到追随以及敬拜你。
That we can follow you and we can worship you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
阿门。这段话其实有很重的历史的背景。
This passage has a historical background.
当时他们是南国，他们犹大已经是到了他们最低层的地方。
At that time, the southern kingdom Judah is in a very low point.
那他们在属灵上，他们已经不敬拜耶和华很久。
In the spiritual life, they have not worshipped Jehovah for a long time.
甚至从来没有这么糟糕的，甚至圣殿的门都关闭了，敬拜也停止了。
Even the door to the temple has been closed and worship has stopped.
这个为什么呢?
Why?
这个呢是因为在阿哈斯做王的时候，这位阿哈斯王是那个远离耶和华神。
Because in chapter 28, verse 24, King Ahaz, he actually shut the doors of the Lord's temple.
圣经上在历代志下28:24-25说，亚哈斯将神殿里的器皿都聚来毁坏了，并且封锁耶和华的殿。
Verse 24, Ahaz gathered together the furnishings from the temple of God and cut them in pieces. He shut the doors of the Lord's temple and set up altars at every street corner in Jerusalem.
并且在耶路撒冷是到处都是偶像。到处都是敬拜异教神的是神台。
In every town in Judah, he built high places to burn sacrifice to other gods and arouse the anger of the Lord, the God of his ancestors.
但是很奇妙的，当这个阿哈斯王过了之后
，But miraculously after him,
他的儿子来接替他做王
，His son became king.
这就是圣经里很有名的西西家王。
This is a famous king in the Bible, Hezekiah.
在历代志下介绍西西家的时候，第29是这么说。
In chapter 29, it says,
说西西家登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王29年。
Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years.
然后说西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done.
那是他做的事情都是效法他祖大卫一切所行的。
He did this according to what King David had done.
西西家是在主前715-686做王。
Hezekiah reigned between 715-686 BC.
为什么从一个不敬虔的父亲会生出一个敬虔的儿子？这是一个奥秘。
It's indeed a miracle. How could a very faithful son came from a father who did not worship the Lord?
但是这也给我们看见说，没有一些的情况在神看来是不可能的。
But we can see that nothing is impossible for the Lord.
甚至在最低层最不可能的情况之中，神说可能。
In the midst of disappointment and failure, God said it's possible.
因为只要神愿意就可以成就。
As long as God's willing, we know that it will be accomplished.
所以我们看见他的这个阿哈斯的儿子西西家，却是一位是敬畏神的王。
So we can see Ahaz's son Hezekiah is a king that worshipped the Lord.
当然，其中一个很可能让他警醒的地方，就是北国以色列已经在主前722年是被亚述灭了。
Of course, he may have seen a warning sign that the northern kingdom Israel was destroyed in 722 BC.
并且那个十个支派变成了那个失去的十个支派。
The 10 tribes were lost.
再也在历史上找不到了。
And lost in history.
所以当西西家是登基的时候，他做的第一件事就是要回到神的话里面。恢复敬拜耶和华。
So the first thing King Hezekiah has done is to return to the Lord, to his words.
所以我们看见他一登基元年正月第一件事。
So we can see that the first thing in the first year, the first thing he did,
就是要恢复来到敬拜神。
To come back to worship the Lord.
在这里他是找了一些的人来的帮助他。
And he has found some helpers for him.
一个皇子是在坐在宝座上发命令，没有人帮忙是做不成事的。
If a new king just order from his throne and no one's following, then nothing can be done.
所以我们就从刚刚所读的经文里面，我们看见是当时就有16个人是他们回应西西家王的命令。
From the passage, you can see there were 16 people at that time responded to King Hezekiah's call.
这当我们面对新的一年有新的挑战的时候，我们也需要是这样的人。
So in this new year, as we face new challenges, we also need people like this.
所以从这一段的记载里面，我们有三点的学习。
So we can learn from this passage 3 points.
第一，在新的一年，当我们面对新的挑战、新的困难，我们需要肯付代价的人。
Number one, in this new year, we need committed people.
在那个历代志下29章，西西家王是发出这么样的呼吁。
We can see in verse 5, King Hezekiah said,
他说利未人呐，当听我说，你们要洁净自己，又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿。
So listen to me, Levites, consecrate yourself now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors.
当我们来到侍奉神之前，我们自己先要被神所得着。
When we come before we can serve the Lord, we need to be obtained by the Lord.
侍奉不是只是一个谁有空就谁来做的事情。
Service is not something that you do when you have time.
侍奉是因为你有心，你有这个呼召来做的事情。
It's because you have this heart for service and you're called to do it.
我在我做牧师这20多年来，我曾经遇到过一些的年轻人跟我谈到他们要去全时间服侍神。
Reverend Lin, in his 20 years of service, he often had new young people come up to him and said that they want to commit themselves to the Lord.
我在夏威夷的曾经有一个读完博士的一个学生来找我谈这个事情。
In Hawaii, there was a person who completed his PhD program and come to talk to Reverend Lin about this.
但是当我跟他谈的，我发现他是因为他读完了找不到工作，所以他好像有空他去在那去读神学。
But Reverend Lee found out that it was because after he completed his PhD program, he couldn't find a job and he had time now, so he wanted to serve the Lord.
他是我所遇到的想要读神学的最高学历的人。
He actually has the highest degree and was considering going into seminary.
但当我发现他原来没有呼召，他只是因为有空而已，我说你再等一等吧。
But Reverend Lee found out that there was no calling from the Lord for him to do full-time service just because he has time to do it now.
我说你要等你真的有呼召了，你才能够去读。
He told him to wait for God's calling.
你要有了呼召，你才能够来服侍神。
You need God's calling to serve God.
同样的，我们的弟兄 Chris 可以做见证，当他要去做宣教士，我第一个问题问他是：你有没有呼召？
Just like our brother Chris Lee, when he said he wanted to full-time missionary, the first thing Reverend Lee asked, "Did you have God's calling?"
你有呼召，我们一定鼓励你。
If you have God's calling, we'll encourage you to do it.
那你没有呼召，免谈了。
If you don't have God's calling, then don't do it.
因为侍奉神不是说谁有空谁来做的。
Because serving the Lord is not only do it when you have time.
你需要听到那个神特别的对你的呼召。
You need to hear God's calling in your life.
那这样子才能够是做出来是继续的服侍。
Then you can continue to serve the Lord.
所以我们看到这个时候，那西西家王先提醒他们说，你们要洁净自己，才能够洁净耶和华的殿。
Here Hezekiah reminded them, said, consecrate yourself now, then you can consecrate the temple.
你们自己要先为神所得，你才能够是为神得到别的人。
You need to be set aside for the Lord first before you can help him to.
在希伯来原文里面用了一个很特别的字是 kadas， 这个先音翻译出来是。
In Hebrew, it's a very interesting word, hadas.
那这个字意思说是接近自己，其实是跟分别为圣的意义相同的。
Consecration is actually related to the word holiness.
我们看见在那个出埃及记里面记载着那些在圣殿里面侍奉神的人。
We can see in the book of Exodus, recording those people who are serving the Lord. They have their own uniform.
为什么呢？
Why?
那个制服是代表了他们特殊的身份，是完全的，是洁净的，来到服侍神。
It symbolizes special position. They have consecrated themselves to serve the Lord.
甚至大祭司当他进会幕的时候，他是穿了一个特别的，是大祭司的袍。
You know, the high priest has a special clothing to wear before he entered the tabernacle.
表示说他是一个全然属于神来到服侍神的人。
Symbolized he was a full time and fully committed to the Lord.
然后大祭司所戴的头上的冠冕有一个很特别的地方。
And there's a very special thing on his turban.
那个他是当时是他们那个时候是也是包头的，头上要包一个细麻布。
At that time, they wear a turban.
然后这个他的细麻布的这个冠上很特别的地方是有一个金牌，上面刻着几个字，归耶和华为圣。
Very specially that there is a plate of pure gold engraved on a seal, holy to the Lord, and you fasten that to the turban of the high priest.
然后为什么要这么戴呢？
Why do you have to wear this?
那圣经说，使他们可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。
This is do so that they will be acceptable to the Lord.
那一个侍奉的人要全然的是被神所得着，这么样子的侍奉才有果效。
For someone who wants to serve the Lord, you need to be consecrated and be acceptable to the Lord.
并且这个不是只是头上戴一个冠冕或者戴一个牌子的事情。
It's not just wearing a turban or wearing a plate.
就像今天很多人欢喜胸口挂一个十字架，但这个十字架如果不是真正的，是你个人在你的心里的话，这个十字架只是一个符号。
Just like someone may be wearing a necklace of a cross, but if that the cross is not in your heart, then it means nothing.
那当时这些侍奉神的人，他们在生命中有一定的操守。
At that time, there was a special discipline for the people who want to commit themselves to the Lord.
在圣经利未记二十一章里面有很详细的记载。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 21, it described it.
基本上来讲，是长话短说。他对这些侍奉神的人，圣经的记载有四个要求。
And there are four requirements for people who want to serve the Lord.
第一，他们要远离污秽。
When they had to stay away from things that are unclean.
因为在这个时候，死掉的东西认为是最不干净的。
At that time, I think the dead is considered unclean.
所以这里说他们要是远离这些的污秽。
They must not make themselves ceremonial unclean.
然后第二点呢，服侍神的人要不从世俗。
Number two, you cannot be of the world.
那利未记那里说，祭司记在民中为首，就是要做榜样的，就不可从足沾染自己。
For a priest who is a leader among his people, cannot profane himself.
那这个是很重要的一点。
It's a very important requirement.
第三点，他们的生活要有见证。
Number three, they need to have a testimony from their lives.
那是他们的生命要归耶和华为圣，不可亵渎神的名。
They must be holy to their God and must not profane the name of their God.
啊，那在生命中会令到啊，那那个神的名受啊，那那个在那受亵渎的，他们都不能做。
They cannot profane the name of their God.
最后啊，那圣经是要求他们私生活也要圣洁。
Lastly, they also need to be holy in their private lives.
因为祭司是归神为圣的。
Because priest is set aside for the Lord.
所以当啊，那那个西西家王说你们要洁净自己的时候。
So when Hezekiah said, you need to consecrate yourself.
不是每个人都很欢喜很高兴的都说我来呀我来呀。
Not everyone volunteered and very joyfully said, here I am, here I am.
最后在这么样子当时这么多的人之中只有14个人是站出来说我愿意。
Of all the people at that time over there, only 14 people stood up saying that I'm willing.
但这个14个人他们愿意是能够是完全的按照神的方式而生活，所以他们就改变了很大的这全国的风气。
These 14 people were willing to consecrate themselves and live according to the word of the Lord, and they were able to change the whole nation.
但是刚刚对祭司的要求并不是只是对某一些的人讲的。
But the requirement for the priest is not just for those few people.
因为在利未记十九章里面耶和华对摩西说你要对所有的会众也就是神所有的子民说你们要圣洁因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的
Because in Leviticus chapter 19 the Lord said to Moses speak to the entire assembly of Israel and said to them be holy because I the Lord your God am holy
所以这个是神对每一个人的期盼
This is expectation of our God from everybody
但是对于我们今天这些不是在那个圣就是古代的圣殿里面服侍的人这些的教导有什么的意义呢
What does the teaching mean to us now that we're not in the old worship system?
但是在新约里面就有提到我们应当怎么样子来到生活
In the New Testament, we also have a passage teaching us how we should live.
第一在哥林多前书里面讲说我们每个人就是神的圣殿。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 said, we are all God's temple. You together are that temple.
我们每个人因为有圣灵的内住，我们都是神的殿。
We have God's spirit dwell in us, so we all together is God's temple.
然后圣经说，既然我们有这么样子的特殊的身份，我们就要除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
And therefore, since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
或者你会问，说那样子我们今天是，我们每个人有些人一天洗两次澡，但是说完的那个，到底我们要怎么样子接近自己呢？除去污秽。
Some people wash themselves many times a day, but how do we cleanse ourselves? How do we purify ourselves?
耶稣在马可福音里面就给我们答案。
Jesus answered in the book of Mark.
耶稣说从人里面出来的那能污秽人的就是说恶念苟合偷盗凶杀奸淫贪婪邪恶诡诈淫荡嫉妒绑足骄傲狂妄
It says what comes out of a person is what defiles them for it is from within out of a person's heart the evil thoughts come sexual immorality theftMurder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evil come from inside and defile a person.
圣经上就说，如果你的内心有这些东西，你就要把它清除掉。
If you have these things within your heart, you need to cleanse it.
如果你发现心里有这些，你要求神的恩典帮你清除掉。
You ask for God's grace to help you to cleanse these things from you.
那你心里有过这些东西，你要求神赦免。
And if you have these things in your heart, you should ask for forgiveness from the Lord.
我们要不断的自己审查自己，看看里面有没有这些东西。
We need to reflect upon ourselves to see do we have any of these within our heart.
这个不是一次的事情，这是每一天的事情。
This is not just doing it once, but we need to do this every day.
不错，有些东西我们可能不会做。
Some of the things we may not do.
那是奸淫啊，可能不会做凶杀，可能不会做。我们不会常常跑去偷东西。
Adultery, a murder, or even theft.
但是我们心里，难道真的就没有诡诈吗？难道我们心里就没有妒忌吗？难道我们心里没有骄傲吗
？But don't we have deceit, envy or slander or arrogance within our heart.
所以我们需要每一天都要清洁自己。
So every day we need to cleanse ourselves.
然后哥林多前书更说，我们要在身子上荣耀神。
And 1 Corinthians even says we need to honor God with our bodies.
啊，那这就是这些的教导对我们今天的意义。
This is today's meaning from God's teaching.
今天我们需要人是需要这些愿意按照神的教导而付出代价的人。
We need the people who are willing to follow God's teaching and willing to pay the price for it.
我们有没有这么做呢？
Are we willing to do that?
还是说我们只是按照那个就是礼拜天来做个礼拜奉献，然后我们觉得好了，我已经做了我的责任了。
Or do we just come to worship on Sunday, do some offering, and feel like we have done our duty?
是我们在其他的六天我们怎么生活呢？
How do we live the rest of the week?
按照我们在我们的不在教堂的时刻，我们不是在祷告，不是在做宗教活动的时刻，我们又怎么样？
When we're not at church, when we're not in religious activities, what do we do?
我们有没有全然的是归耶和华为圣？
Do we truly believe that our God is holy?
我们有没有将自己全然的是奉献给主？
Have we dedicated ourselves fully to the Lord?
第二，我们从这段的经文里面看见，我们需要有付诸行动的人。
Secondly, we need people of action.
啊，那个圣经里在这段记载中最关键的一句话是在这里。
And the most important verse in the passage is here.
于是起来。
Verse 12 and 15, these Levites set to work and they consecrated themselves.
他们于是起来洁净自己。
So they set to work to consecrate themselves.
这是牧师每次讲到不为以求的为大家祷告的那样的神迹。
This is indeed a miracle that pastors wish for every time that we hear a sermon.
And then 我们常常说我们很着重于圣经。
All time we say we pay attention to the Bible.
And 大家圣经都读得很熟。
But everyone is very familiar with the Bible.
但是我们有没有那个让我们所听得到是来到是改变我们的生命。
But we let the word change our lives.
真正的改变。
Truly change our lives.
这是我们是最需要的。
That's indeed what we need.
有时候我们是没有感动。
Sometimes we're not moved.
我知道有时候我们好像有时候会感觉到好像对着一堵墙在讲话一样。
Sometimes we feel like we're talking to the wall.
但是觉得还是要讲。
But feel like we still have to speak.
因为总是希望撒出去的稻种有落在好心田里。
We hope that the seed we sow will land on good soil someday.
有时候我们是是没有感而没有行动。
Sometimes we're convicted, but yet there's no action.
或者我们做了一点点就没有了。
Or we only do a little bit and then we stopped.
有人说是二月的是买运动器材最好的时候。
Someone said February is the best month to buy exercise equipment.
不是新的，而是用过一点点。
Especially the used ones.
因为很多人在新年的时候都立志要运动。
Because lots of people said they want to exercise as a New Year resolution.
所以很多人呢，新年的时候就去买运动器材。
Lots of people bought lots of exercise equipment.
参加那个运动的那些的 club 的会员。
To join the health club and be a member.
然后到二月的时候开始就不去了。
But starting February, they stop going.
所以有人说是二月是买稍微用过的运动器材的最好的机会。
So February is the best time to buy the slightly used exercise equipment.
因为人常常的是有感，但是没有继续的行动。
Because even though we want to start to do something, we tend to stop very quickly.
但是我们看到这里最宝贵的一点就是，于是这些人听见了，他们就起来。
But we can see that these people, they actually set to work.
耶稣也是如此要求每个跟随他的人。
And Jesus said the same thing to his followers.
耶稣曾经在路加福音看见许多的人跟随他。
In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus saw many people who were following him.
耶稣没有说正好来的越多越好。
He didn't say the more the better.
耶稣反而是立刻的提醒他们。
Yet he reminded them.
他说：“人如果到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的亲人，甚至爱自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
So anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his own father, mother, wife, children, brother or sister.
要做耶稣跟随者，一定要是爱耶稣过于一切。
To be a follower of Jesus, you not must love him more than him.
这里已经够惊人了。
This is indeed shocking at that time.
那然后接下来。那耶稣更讲了一句话，更怕人了。耶稣说：“凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”
He said something even more. Said, "Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple."
在当代来讲，十字架是一个死刑的工具。
At that time, cross is a symbol of a death penalty.
等于说，你今天说，如果你不家里装一个电椅的话，每天上去坐一坐，或者家里放一口棺材，每天进去躺一躺，你不能做我的门徒。
It's almost like you put an electric chair in your home, or you put a coffin in your home.
那你要准备每天去死。
You have to be prepared to die every day.
对世界死。
Die to the world.
对神而活。
And to live for God.
那个多少人愿意来
？How many people are willing to do that?
最后，耶稣。耶稣的是怎么说
？And Jesus also said,
这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples.
那我知道师母就瞪着我，因为我家里有很多东西。
Mrs. Lin is looking at Reverend Lin because Reverend Lin had lots of stuff at home.
我家里有很多 CD、DVD， 有很多书。每次要搬家的时候，好像觉得都很多东西。
Reverend Lin had lots of books, CD and DVDs. Every time they have to move, it's a hassle.
但是这个不等于说我们基督徒就是说我们完全一无所有。
It doesn't mean that Christians cannot have anything.
而说如果你真的为主的缘故要放弃的话，你要愿意。
But are you willing to give up everything?
有很多的资源是你需要用的。
Some of the resources you do need.
但是如果是为主的缘故，你要愿意放弃任何的。
But you have to be willing to give up everything for the Lord.
所以我们基督徒不是说不能够开好车。
As a Christian, doesn't mean that you cannot drive a good car.
但是你这个车子要愿意说是用来接载人家来做礼拜。
But your car has to be willing to be used for a service and to pick people up for worship. For example.
做基督徒不是说不能住好的大房子。
As a Christian, doesn't mean that you cannot live a big house.
但是你这个房子要能够愿意开放来接待弟兄姐妹聚会以及给有需要的人。
But your house has to be willing to be open to show hospitality to brothers and sisters.
我在很多年前在一个侍奉的教会那个时候的小组聚会都在家里举行。
Many years ago, Reverend Lin was in this church, and their small group often meets at people's homes.
那时候有些住在 San Marino 很好的地区的人不敢开放自己的家。
And some people who live in a really wealthy community, but they didn't want to open up their home.
因为他们家里太好了，每样都是股东，所以怕人家来去洗手间拿了一副张大千就损失了。
They're afraid that there's lots of valuable antiques in their home that some people may take them.
真的，我看见那个宋朝的画是挂在客厅的，张大千是挂在厕所的。
That's a valuable painting from Song dynasties, or a real valuable paintings hanging in the bathroom.
但是如果一个家是变成这么样子的，这个家就这个就是应当要其实就要舍弃掉的。
But then this kind of home is not being used to serve the Lord and should be given up.
耶稣说，你如果不准备好为主的缘故撇下一切，就不能做主的门徒。
Those who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples.
你或者觉得真的有人这么做吗
？Are there really people who have done this？
圣经告诉我们有人这么做。
The Bible says yes.
谁呢
？Who？
保罗。
Paul.
保罗在腓立比书三章那里说。
Paul says in the book of Philippians, chapter 3,
他我先前以为与我有益的，我现因基督都当作有损。
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
他说不但如此，我将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
因为我为基督已经丢弃万事，我要得着基督。
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
当保罗这样子去生活的时候
When Paul lived like this,
那保罗就能够将一个人可以说是单人匹马的单枪匹马的是将福音传遍当时的天下
He was able to travel by himself and spread the gospel message throughout the whole region.
当一个人呢是这么样子去生活的就能够写了新约圣经一半以上的那个是经文
When a person is willing to live like this, he is able to write half of the New Testament to encourage us.
你看他呢这个人怎么样子为神所用
You can see how this person is used by the Lord.
那因为他是完全的是为主而摆上。
Because he has truly dedicated everything to the Lord.
最后我们今天需要的是需要持守主道的人。
Lastly, we need people who follow Christ.
那个我从这段的记载里面是讲到当时他们是在以前那个时候是封锁廊门吹灭灯火。不在圣所中向以色列神烧香或献燔祭。
At that time, they shut the doors of the portico and put out the lamps. They did not burn incense or present any burnt offerings at the sanctuary to the God of Israel.
这样子，他们现在洁净圣殿了，他们做什么事情呢
？So now they have consecrated the temple. What do they do?
圣殿洁净了，结果他们就是说，灯火会亮，然后会向神烧香，向神献祭。
So after they have cleaned the temple, they will put out the lamps, they will burn incense, and they will have burnt offerings.
神呼召我们要悔改，要做的事情，不是说让我们一定做什么很新奇的事情。
God calls us to repent, doesn't mean that he wants to do something that's different or new.
那据我的所了解，耶稣所让我们做的就是要传福音。
Jesus wants us to do is to preach his gospel message to others.
不单单向远处的人，也要向近处的人。
To people far away and not to people around you.
我们还不错，我们要这个支持宣教士。
Yes, indeed, we want to support our missionaries.
我们也应当继续的支持他们。
And we need to continue to support them.
我想这就是教会看顾这个教，我就是这是就是神看顾这个教会的原因。
And that's the reason that God's watching over this church.
但是我们也需要在当地有福音的工作。
But around our community, we also need to have evangelism activity.
我们需要有更多的人去帮忙，来到是。在当地传扬福音。
We need more people to help us to spread the gospel message locally.
传扬福音不是说是只是说开个布道会。
Spread the gospel message doesn't mean that we just have an evangelical meeting.
传扬的时候是只是你邀请你周遭的朋友。
Sometimes it only means that you need to invite people around you to worship God.
把机会来到劝人来信耶稣。
Take the opportunity to tell them about Jesus.
或者当人家有需要帮助的时候，你伸出一个是愿意帮忙的手。
Or when people are in need, you lend a hand to help them.
那让人能够是感受到基督徒的那一份的温馨跟爱。
So can experience the warmth and love of Christians.
就是说，把每个机会让人来到耶稣的面前。
Take every opportunity to bring people to Jesus.
在启示录二章那里看到耶稣写给以弗所教会的信。
We can see it in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus wrote a letter to the church of Ephesus.
那是一个很好很好的教会。
This is a good church.
那耶稣第一个就提到他。
And the first thing he mentioned.
但是耶稣怎么说？那耶稣提醒他们是要回到起初的爱心。
But he reminded that you have forsaken the love you had at first.
那当我们信主的我们多么火热。
When we first believe the Lord, we're full of passion for the Lord.
当我们听到福音的人，我们心里是多么的受感动。
When we first heard the gospel message, how we were very, very moved.
慢慢的，我们就不再受感动。
But gradually, we grew numb.
我们需要有那种起初的爱主的心。
We need to have that first love.
然后，耶稣给他们的建议是什么？要悔改，行起初所行的事。
So Jesus is telling them to repent and do the things you did at first.
那并不是需要一个新的另外一个的节目。
Doesn't need to have a new program.
而是说把你以前的做好它。
Just do the thing that you did at first, do it well.
我听说今天在座的很多四十几岁的弟兄姐妹们。
Today, there are many people in their 40s who are Christians.
啊，那个是当年 TNT 去帮忙搬家搬回来的，是 James 告诉我的。
It's because at that time the TNT fellowship help people to move, and then brought lots of people to church.
以致教会有人感觉到教会很有爱心，就慢慢的就来了。
And people felt that there's lots of love within church, and they are willing to come.
但我们今天是不是还能够找到人容易帮愿意帮忙的人
？But today, do we still have people who are willing to help others?
还是说我们都常常觉得我们太忙了，或者这些都留给别人去做
？Or do we think that we're too busy and we let someone else do it?
如果我们要请一个人帮忙，说你可不可以帮我们接一个啊？那个新朋友来聚会，我们能够找到人吗？
If we need someone to drive someone to church for a newcomer, can we find someone to do that?
我们如果需要有人要有人帮忙去填一个表，有人帮忙吗
？If we need someone need help to fill out a form, can we find someone to help them?
这就是我们有没有回到起初的爱心。
This is indeed talk about the first love.
其实甚至我们现在那刚刚 Pastor Elliot 讲的，我们现在做这个 homework club 也不是什么新的东西。
Just what Pastor Elliot have announced about our homework club, that's actually nothing new.
其实他们说刘牧师的时候，我们就有南湾学员。
And when Reverend Liu was here, we had a South Bay Children's Place.
那个当然它是相仿的东西，但是做的方式可能不太一样。
Even though it's a slight different format, but it's really the same idea.
但借着这个，我们就可以是能把人带进来。
And through that, we can bring many people into church.
那我们其实很需要大家在新的一年，大家更在这方面是愿意付出跟努力。
In this new year, we need everyone to be willing to pay the price and to do the things that we.
我常常发现是有人愿意做，就有事工。
We know that if people are willing to do it, then we will have ministry.
没有人做肯愿意站出来做的时候，这个事工就没有了。
No one's willing to step forward to do things, then the ministry will go away.
我们今天手上有两张的传单。
Today there are two inserts in our bulletin.
一张是奥巴马保险的。
One is about Obamacare.
这是最近大家最想要知道热门的题目。
I think this is a very hot topic recently.
那为什么会安排一个这么讲座呢
？Why do you arrange the seminar？
这就是因为有一些的小组长说，我们应当定期有讲座，能够吸引一些的补习班的家长以及没有信主的朋友来听，
Because many
希望他们进到教会。
Because many small group leaders felt that we need to have a regular meeting, seminars, to bring people into our church so that they can get to know Christ.
那时候我们就说，那样子我们要找谁来讲呢
？And at the time we were thinking, who can we bring in to give a seminar?
因为这些东西蛮复杂的，你不知道，我不知道，连奥巴马都不知道。
It's actually very complicated that not a lot of people know the details.
后来大家就想起在这附近一带的保险界里面有一位是基督徒是叫做林大卫是主内的弟兄他是蛮有蛮多人认识的。
And someone reminded us about a brother in Christ who's in the insurance industry and he's willing to come.
然后艾琳突然想起来，我以前跟他是同事，所以结果是透过艾琳去联络他的太太。是把他请来。
And I remember, he was her coworker before, and she contacted his wife.
因为有人愿意是帮忙就有事工。
If someone's willing to help, then we will have ministry.
我们想想看，这个可能这张小小的纸头你不太留意。
You may not have noticed this small bookmark.
我们一般来讲，最近是做补习班做了三个月，好像年轻人蛮热喜蛮欢喜的。
We have done a homework club for 3 months now, and we have many many young people who came.
样子家长们更欢喜。
A lot of the parents are very happy.
然后就开始看到想到有一些的小孩，因为礼拜五晚上在家里哭着脸，要做中文学校的功课，所以不能来参加儿童的或者青少年的节目。
We know many kids had to study for their Chinese school on Saturday morning. They couldn't come to our homework club.
然后我们当中 Susie， 我们的姐妹，她就站出来， 那个 Susie 呢，她就说我愿意来帮忙，所以我们就开始了。
So Susie stepped forward saying she's willing to help to have this Chinese homework club so that we can start this ministry.
但 Susie 讲英文讲广东话不讲国语。
But Susie can speak English and Cantonese but not Mandarin.
所以她跟吴大度弟兄讲好了，如果她遇到讲国语的，她就从楼上打电话来，然后楼下就派一个人来救她。
So she already contacted Henry saying that if she needed help, somebody to come rescue her.
但是为什么呢？因为有人站出来说我愿意，所以就有事工。
Because somebody is willing to step forward saying I'm willing to do it, then we can have ministry.
然后这些都是什么呢？就是 Sarah 帮我们设计的。
And we have all these flyers because Sarah has designed it.
我们需要电脑的设计，去哪里找呢？结果还是请Sarah 就帮我们设计。
We need people to design these flyers, and Sarah is willing to help out.
所以有人站出来。神的工作就能够开展。
If someone to step forward, then God's ministry can go forward.
那比如现在你有没有想想看，如果你是会讲国语的，你有没有想想看，你可以来帮忙
？If you can speak Mandarin, maybe you can help out with the Chinese homework.
而至于他不需要看到那个是讲国语的就要打电话求救呢
？So that Susie wouldn't have to ask people to rescue her.
我们有 Obamacare 那个有没有人是会请那个第。没有信主的朋友来听。
Are you willing to invite non-believers to come to our seminar on Obamacare?
其实坦白讲，这些设计出来都是给大家拿去邀请朋友。
So these are for you to invite people to come.
如果我们只是为了我们自己在座的人要用的话，其实我们再放一个 announcement 就行了。为什么要花钱花时间那个去印这么多？
If it's only for ourselves, we can just put in an announcement, but we did this so that you can use it to invite others.
其实这些都是为了是让大家更方便去邀请还没有信主的。
This is for you to be able to invite others easily with these flyers.
所以我们从今天的那段经文里面，我们看到我们需要是过一个能见证主的生活。
So we can see from today's passage, we need a witnessing life.
圣殿里面需要有灯光。
And we need lamps in the temple.
那耶稣说你们是世上的光。
And Jesus says you are the light of the world.
你们的光要照样照在人前，给他们看见你们好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上。
Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
当人看见说哦，这个人是基督徒哦，他会受吸引。
Some people can say, wow, this person is a Christian, and then he will be attracted to that.
他会受感动。
He will be moved.
然后有一天他会来信耶稣。
And someday he may accept the Lord.
然后那个在圣殿里需要是有那个是烧香。
We also need to burn incense in the temple.
这个在今天的我们属灵生活里面是需要有恳切祷告的生活。
And today it means that we need to have praying life.
在诗篇里面说，愿我的祷告如香，陈列在神的面前。
In Psalms says, may my prayer be set before you like incense.
然后在启示录五章里面常常说，什么在天上的香，就是众圣徒的祷告。
Revelation 5 says, the incense which are the prayers of God's people.
原来我们的祷告在神面前是如同天上圣所的香。
So our prayer indeed is incense in heaven.
你有没有是这么样子来到参与呢？
Have you participated in this?
你有没有为那个教会祷告？
Are you willing to pray for our church?
为那个我们的执事们祷告？
Pray for our deacons.
为那些有需要的人祷告？
Pray for those who are in need.
为你自己的家人祷告？
Pray for your own families.
最后我们看见的是我们需要有一人有给全人奉献的生命。
Lastly, we need someone who is fully dedicated.
我们看见圣殿里需要有献祭。
In the temple, we need a burnt offering.
但我想我们大家都很熟悉罗马书十二章一到二节。
But in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2,
身体灵魂要献上当作活祭。
So we are the living sacrifice.
但是这里以弗所书有一段话也是讲到全然奉献的生命。
And there's also a passage in Ephesians chapter 5 talk about a dedicated life.
我们怎么样子来过一个全然奉献的生命？
How do we live a life that's dedicated to the Lord?
我们要效法神。
We need to follow God's example.
我们要凭爱心行事。
Walk in a way of love.
甚至为了神的缘故，愿意是有所付出。
And willing to pay the price because of God.
这么样子才是一个全然奉献的生命。
That is truly a dedicated life.
是在这里给大家一个挑战。
So we have a challenge for you.
在新年我们要有新的行动。
In this new year, we need to have new action.
我们要过一个能见证主的生活。
We need a life that is willing to be witnessing for the Lord.
我们要愿意过一个恳切祷告的生活。
We need to live a life for prayer.
我们要过一个全然奉献的生命。
And live a life of dedication to the Lord.
在英文里面很简单，就是 commitment, prayer, dedication.
We can summarize in commitment, prayer, and dedication in English.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意礼拜天早上还能早15分钟来，还能来祷告吗？
Are you willing to come 15 minutes early on Sunday to pray?
还能你愿意还能那个因为耶稣的缘故还能帮助一个人去更多认识他吗？
Are you willing to help others to get to know Christ more?
你愿意开车去接送一个还没有信主的人来做礼拜吗？
Are you willing to drive some non-believer to church every Sunday.
你愿意有时候来帮忙，还能来教导这些孩童，还能功课，并且带领他们认识耶稣吗？
Are you willing to help out in the homework club so that they can get to know the Christ?
你有还能那个是拿着这样单张，还能去找几个朋友，还能没有去教会的朋友邀请他们来吗？
Are you willing to invite others to come to our seminar?
还能你愿意是在新的一年。过一个全然奉献的生命。
Are you willing in this new year to live a dedicated life?
求主帮助我。
May God help us.
答案你不需要告诉我。
You don't need to tell me your answer.
但是你晚上你要回去告诉主。
But tonight I hope you can tell the Lord.
你只要告诉主说，在新的一年，我是否愿意。
Tell the Lord that in this new year you'll be willing.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，求你施恩。
All merciful Heavenly Father, we want to ask you to bless us.
因为你看见我们的内心。
You have seen our hearts.
你不是只是看外貌，你是看内心的神。
You don't just look at the exterior, but you look at our hearts, Lord.
我们心中有许多占据不该占据地方的东西。
We have many things that occupies our heart.
求主帮我们是除去。
Please help us to remove them.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may please help us.
让我们是在新的一年做一个更好的顺命的儿女。
In this new year, let us be a better children of God.
让那以致我们的生命更能够见证主。
So our life can witness for you.
我们借着祷告与主更为亲近。
That through prayer, we can draw closer to you.
也让我们的生命更能全然成圣，为主所用。
And our life can be set apart as holy to serve you.
求主就帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们每个人都对主做出回应。
Help us to respond to you, Lord.
恭敬的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们是接下来是收那个爱心奉献，爱心奉献是要帮助那些有需要的人。